This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Target. Congratulations again to Presley in Napa. She's the first winner of a trip to We Can Survive at the Hollywood Bowl. Which
so
is
cool.
The 21st, just a couple weeks from now. It is a huge deal. You can read all about it at RadioAlice.com, but we are flying people there. And there's, I think, three chances a day to win. So
correct.
Noon is your next chance. Mm-hmm. Make sure you keep it here on the Alice all day. And we're going to be doing it over the weekend, too. Is that correct?
Yes,
because,
Saturday and Sunday.
We did push it back a little bit. Trick out your Halloween at Target with costumes, candy, decor, and more. With scary good prices every week. Target run and done.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by...
Your mom.
No, the Bay Club. Ease back into your routine today with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubs.com/routine to get started.
All right. Work out.
Do you?
No. Oh. Please. Did you hear how winded I got dancing for five minutes?
A lot of people, though, loved the dancing. Actually, why don't I pull that up real quick? Because it was... It's always fun to read as they pour in.
Yeah, people watch our show at RadioAlice.com/watch and when we go crazy for the Friday montage. People just love my dance moves. I'm really a pretty solid dancer. I don't know if everyone's aware of that.
When Sarah dances, nobody can say no. Haven't heard the montage in forever.
Oh.
Y'all made my day.
All right.
Someone also suggested that Sarah go as Naked Khaleesi this Halloween.
That sounds like a great idea.
I think it is a great idea.
Right. Okay, let me quickly get my body into Khaleesi shape, and I'll be happy to do that.
You know, that's one of those stars, because of the character we know her from, and maybe a lot of you know her from something else. I don't.
No.
But I've seen her now out of that character. I think she was on the cover of Rolling Stone, and she's so goofy and brown-haired and...
She might be, like, the goofiest actor.
It most definitely changes everything. And my preference would be to not see that.
Right.
Because now
wanna see
I'm
going to
look
Khaleesi.
At Khaleesi well, and be all... She's got that kind of vibe
you'll
going.
You'll be happy to know the other day she just dyed her hair Khaleesi color.
Oh, in real life?
Yeah. She said she really likes it.
Well, yeah. It looks freaking awesome on her.
Huh.
I'd go Khaleesi all the time too. I'd start wearing all the outfits too. She's badass. Like she always says, she'll have like some kind of robey gown looking thing on, but you can always see that she's got like pants and boots on under it. I love that character so much. Oh my God. God, I love Game
of Thrones. Right?
I will be someday, Vinny.
Not today.
When I get some, I'm a little kooky today, but someday I'll get a little more Game of Thrones.
And then you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's what it's going to take.
Anyway, I wanted to mention real quick, we've got some big sports games happening this weekend. Cal's going to beat Cal.
Go Bears!
Go Bears at Washington at 7:45 tomorrow night. Yeah, that was good.
Okay. How could I improve it?
Well, do you have your yellow and blue socks on?
I don't. I could wear a Cal shirt. You tell me when the games are and I'll wear the shirt that day.
Okay. Well, the games usually wear it on Friday.
Okay. I'll try to remember to do that.
I don't know that, you know, there's only...
I'll wear my mom a bear shirt.
Okay.
It only has a little paint on it.
Oh, you
didn't
that
paint
one?
In that shirt.
All my shirts have paint on them, except
Why
the ones
you
I wear to
wear
work.
The same shirt?
Because that one's in the wash.
Weren't you the one that told me to wear the same shirt just the other day? I was just saying that.
Yeah, I know. But then I come home and I got to get my bra off. So then I got to put a t-shirt on because I can't have anything that's going to cling to my boobs. You know,
I thought you weren't wearing bras anymore. And I noticed
today you're wearing
a bra.
I've just started wearing them again. It's such a pain in the butt. You know, who cares? I'm wearing them.
What's, yeah, what?
Why are you back on the bras?
I was wearing those camisoles for a while, right? Cause just because I didn't want to be completely free. Like the birds or whatever
why
says I don't know I don't like the whole like people looking at my boobs and being like ew what are you a hippie I'm very self-conscious. So the thing with the camis is then my shirts kind of stick to them, and they don't lay right. So I didn't like that. And then I got these like pull over your head kind of soft tank top bras, and they're a pain to get on and off. And I'm actually like breaking a sweat, wrestling with it, trying to get it off. I'm like, F it. I'll just put the bra on.
Sports bra?
No, because you got to pull. If I,
you don't
sports
like to pull
bras
it over your head.
Are. I was just going to say, the missus has pretty small boobs, but they look like a straitjacket when she's trying to get out of them. They lock on.
And they're, although I suppose if there were ones that had like a clip.
Yeah, too bad there wasn't. There probably is.
It's
ones
the wrestling
in the front.
Them on and right. I too love bad, the front clip.
Yeah, I haven't had one of those in a long time.
Me either. Bring back the front clip.
Yeah. Front clip. Bra?
Yeah, you have a little front clip. That's the way
easier
to go.
Easier for you boys, too.
It's easier for all the way
I'm
around.
I'm familiar with all the bra types, but jogging or running bras don't come with the clip.
No, they don't. You have to wrestle them on and wrestle them off.
So
anyway,
lock those puppies down.
I gave up. I put on bras, and now the minute I get home, I run into my closet, and I pull the GD thing off and put on a big floppy T-shirt. And unfortunately, most of them now have paint on them.
That is too bad.
I know. Boo-hoo. There's
well, your
the
birthday's
whole story.
Coming.
Yeah, give me some new T-shirts, you guys.
All right.
You wear the one from Dubai that I got you?
It's too tight.
Yeah, I had to throw that one out.
Yeah, you got a size
small. I love that T-shirt.
And, I actually love
it,
too.
And I wore it twice, and then I couldn't breathe anymore. So... But I really
locks those puppies down.
You want to
so
hear?
Pretty.
So I didn't plan to tell you guys this because I think nobody really
your
cares.
Your Dubai shirt?
No, not about my Dubai shirt. I wore it last night to bed though.
Oh, all perfect. Right.
The rhinestones don't poke you?
No, they're fine. So I like to wear American Apparel T-shirts, and they went out of business. Like that company went away.
Oh.
Their stores all closed, and they were gone. Oh. And so I went to their website. I want to say a week ago. And they're back.
Oh.
Online.
So you can only
buy
them online.
So you can order their T-shirts. If you like their T-shirts, you can get them sent to you. Mm-hmm. Their storefronts are all gone, but I was really excited because...
That's the brand you like.
Well, they're cheap. Mm. $18. There you are in a new plain T-shirt.
Yeah. Is that what that is?
This is. Yeah.
Just a plain white tee.
Or black, whatever. Mm. But yeah, so they're back in business. Mm-hmm. Weird.
That's good.
Great news.
That was that company that was like going everywhere, and then they...
Weren't they in like a CEO got
in trouble or something, and...
Yeah. One Direction was wearing their shirts.
Didn't they
have like a American Apparel
underwear? Yeah, one of their lyrics.
I don't know if it was One Direction or some other band, but it was someone.
Bryn's, I can hear Bryn checking.
Yeah, Bryn's checking. We'll find that out for you. It's a burning question everyone needs to know.
It's 5 seconds of summer.
Oh, 5 seconds of summer. Mm-hmm. American Apparel underwear.
People are saying they do have the clip on. My wife has a sports bra that clips on in the front.
Yeah,
they
that's
exist.
What I need.
She got it at Target, FYI.
I've gotten some good bras at Target, and they're like $9.
Yeah.
Huh.
I need to make a Target run and done.
Well, I'm sorry to hear you're back on the bras.
Oh, America, there it is. American Apparel. You're sorry to hear it?
I'm sorry to hear you're back on the bras. Yeah, that's too bad.
Oh.
Seemed like you were happy.
I'm sorry to let you down.
When you were braless.
I was much happier. There were less constraints in my life.
All right. So Halloween's around the corner? Or like 3 weeks away, whatever.
That's the corner. I'll give you that.
Someone poured through 10 years of sales data to find out which type of Halloween candy in each state is biggest.
Okay.
Candy corn took the top spot in 6 different states.
I love candy corn.
It's so disgusting and useless. Alabama, Indiana, Michigan, New Mexico, Rhode Island, South Carolina say candy corn is number one.
Yeah, I love the consistency of it and the as you bite into it, the tension, I love it. I just love candy corn.
The consistency and the tension.
Yeah, it's like, I just like to bite on it.
Except it tastes like crap.
It
what
just
about
tastes like
that?
Sugar. It's. I mean,
or it tastes like wax.
Oh, I like that. That's what it is. It's kind of waxy. I like it.
That's what you like about it.
That is what I like all about right. it. And the size is right on it because you know how they make the bigger kind of candy corn material pumpkins and that stuff.
Oh yeah,
but those
are
too big. Like it needs to be the small amount, just perfect to go between your teeth. Oh, I love that.
Love candy corn.
All right. I actually will smush it against my front teeth. I'll take it and go.
Shut up.
It's good. Try it, everybody. It's nice.
Take a piece of candy corn.
You put the tip between your teeth, right? So it's
just the tip?
just the tip between your teeth, and then push it from the fat end, kind of mush it up. It's hard to do.
It's hard to do.
Yeah, you got
to
keep it steady.
But you love it.
Oh, I love candy corn.
That is so weird.
So what were some of the other popular candies?
Sour Patch Kids is number one in 5 states. Oh. Massachusetts, Nebraska.
Oh, Nebraska.
New York.
I don't like Sour Patch. Are you into those?
I can eat them for a minute and then I'm over it.
They're a little...
I'm a hot tamale guy if I'm going to have a candy that's chewy like that.
Remember Hot Balls? Those were good too. Like
no. No, I do not.
You don't have a hot ball?
No.
The little red balls, and they were hot. Like when you started eating them, they're super hot, and then there were like layers in.
What is that called? It's not called a hot ball.
Fireball?
That's called a fireball.
Oh, well, I always called it a hot ball.
Hot ball?
Hot ball.
Yeah, I've had those before, but I don't like those either. I don't want to hold that in my mouth for a long time.
I like it. Clench it between your teeth.
Well,
and
that's
it.
You keep finding yourself.
Do you do just the tip of the ball?
No, just the whole ball in
just
your teeth. Gently hold the ball in your teeth.
Uh-huh.
And then use your tongue on it sideways.
And then you get all that hot stuff off.
Yeah, then you can lick all the hot stuff off of it.
Listen to the expert.
I'm actually just trying to be funny with the tip and the ball.
Oh, you are. Yeah. So you don't do that.
I do that, though.
Don't use teeth.
For sure.
Okay.
No, gentle tooth pressure. It's fine, Bryn. Don't worry. I'm an expert. As Vinny just pointed out.
Hey, Vinny.
Yeah.
Is Toblerone on that list?
Toblerone.
That's not a Halloween candy.
It's a sophisticated Halloween.
It's not a Halloween candy. It's too good for kids.
5 different candies took the top spot in 4 states. M&M's, Milky Way is the worst. Yuck.
I don't want a Milky Way.
No, Milky
Way
is... I'll eat that if there's nothing else.
I definitely don't want
too much.
Listen, I'll take a Snickers over Milky Way.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Snickers, and Tootsie Pops.
Oh, I love Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Skittles and Starburst are the top choice in 3 states.
Hey. Do you remember a couple weeks ago we were talking about s'mores and how I think we all agreed that they're just like too big of a pain in the ass. Like they're just not worth it. Blah, blah.
I mean, unless
and
then, you're camping, I guess.
No, well, I mean, you do it because it's like tradition or whatever, but then there you are with like the sticky thing and you put in the, you know, in the stupid piece of
Hershey
chocolate.
Well, then you have the one and then you're over it. Okay, it's gone.
So somebody, did you hand me that text with the total life hack on it? You don't use a Hershey bar, people. You use a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Oh I did see that. Yeah,
that's I am doing that.
Oh. Georgia buys more Swedish fish than any other Halloween candy. So do I. That's what I eat when I get tattoos.
So good.
I get a big bag of them and I give them out to everybody in the place. You need another hit? I got you. I get everybody, even the people laid out.
I think that there it is. That's why he gets so many tattoos. He needs a Swedish fish fix.
No.
And it's the only, he's just like, well, I guess I got to get a tattoo so I get a big bag of candy. Mm-hmm. I love Swedish fish.
Alaska loves Twix. Montana. Oh,
love Twix. Candy.
Montana likes gum.
What is wrong with Montana?
What kind of gum?
Double Bubble.
Oh,
I do like Double Bubble, actually. Remember so Hubba Bubba?
Oh, Hubba Bubba, so great.
Remember
for
Big
like
League Chew?
10 minutes.
I didn't like Big League Chew.
Oh, Big League Chew was the best.
That was good for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
It turned into just like a kind of a hardish walk.
Remember Fruit Stripes?
Yeah, that was good for 30 seconds.
Yeah, that was like the shortest life of flavor of any
remember
gum.
Remember Bubble Yum?
I love Bubble Yum.
Yeah.
My kid's on a gum thing right now.
How's that working out?
She loves it. She loves gum, and now she stopped swallowing it, so we can let her have a little bit. It's the perfect reward when she's being, you know, being good. There's a little gum.
There you go.
She's taking up lying, too, so we're working on it. We got a lot of new things going at once.
Give us one or two lie stories.
Yeah, tell us some lies.
Here's one. This one just happened this morning.
Here we go.
I got the text in. I couldn't believe it. I'm reading the text like, oh, my God. So right now we're telling her you need to sleep in your bed. Right. Stay in your bed. And so she's like, if I stay in my bed, can I watch a show in the morning? Sure. You can watch a show.
She's bargaining.
Well, that's what. Yeah. So fine. So this morning, the missus texts me this. Man, this girl. She woke up and went out of our room, shut the door. Like a minute later, she comes walking back in and says, good morning, I slept all night in my bed.
Oh, no, she didn't.
I asked her 8 times, did you? So do you get to watch a show now? Is that right? You stayed in your bed the whole night? She stuck with her story, she writes. And then she sent me the Pinocchio oh, emoji.
The long nose.
Right.
Right.
Anyway, so that's her move. So then when they just called, I'm all, so did she get a show? She goes, no, she got a timeout. She was lying to me.
Yeah, she was lying.
She got timeout.
You don't cry with
her
tears?
You don't lie to mommy.
She got sent to her room. That's what's going on at my house.
When you left the bed this morning, was she in it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Every time she wants to deal like that, take a picture of her. What are you talking about? You were in our bed.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. You appear to be lying again.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Yes.
She's three, though.
Yeah, but that's, you know, kids. They want what they want, and they also want to do the thing you said
but
they can't do.
But she left the room, waited, and came back in.
How smart is that?
Good morning.
Not that smart, because she didn't realize that she woke everybody up when she got in bed.
Good morning.
Kids. Oh, they're such little manipulators.
Can I have my show?
That's a liar.
Can I have my show now?
Dang.
Slept all night in my bed. Oh, what a nice night of sleep. I got alone in my room.
Did she go and like mess up her bed?
I wasn't
well,
there.
She was probably
but...
put to bed in that bed.
Yeah. Right. She starts there for sure. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Alabama isn't the country group with the bass singer you're thinking of. That would be the Oak Ridge Boys,
it
Sarah.
It is the Oak Ridge Boys. Oh, the only reason I did the Alabama record because I thought they were the Oak Ridge Boys. Oh, Elvira.
Oh, yeah, that's
Happy birthday, Sandina.
Oh, Sandina.
Sandina.
Who's Sandina?
Listener.
Listener.
408 says, the Beatles did the same thing as Weezer at the end. Abbey Road was the last album they recorded together.
Oh, they just all separately going.
But now technology is such that actually...
You can have a rehearsal in four different places.
The part of that story that was interesting is that Rivers Cuomo records his parts by himself and gets all the audio to the producer and the rest of the band, and then they listen to it and go, okay.
I guess we'll do this here.
We figure out, right. They figure out off of what he's written what to do next.
And then he says, oh wow, here's our new album. Boy, that sounds great, you guys. Good job. Great work.
Whatever. You going to want to tour the world with that band, or are you going to want to say, I don't like it?
Yeah. So they'll tour.
They're going to
tour,
yeah.
Right. I guess he has a new separate
album
hotel
coming
room.
Out.
They don't all bunk together in the bus or anything.
925 says, I think Christian rap serves a great purpose for youthful Christians. It's a positive alternative for pop culture.
What do you think about that, Hooman?
No, she brings up a good point. You know, I don't know if the Christian rap is targeted towards me. So if it does what it needs to do for the youth,
right.
Wonderful.
Disenfranchised.
Oh. Disenfranchised.
Yeah. Come on. I wish I could rap because then I would totally bust out a rhyme right now. But I don't.
530
says...
Hooman,
you got a rap in you?
No.
A little Jesus rap?
Oh, this should be good.
Our Father who art in heaven.
Let me crank this up. A little more volume in the
headphones.
Hallowed
be thy name.
You were about to do another text?
Lay it on us, Hooman.
I don't have one.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
The Lord is with thee.
Blessed art thou among women. Yeah, yeah.
All right, Andrew Dice.
Oh, here he is rapping.
Who is this?
Hooman.
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 You sound so skinny.
Oh, you're so good.
So Hooman. Good.
Oh.
Hooman. Oh. Dude, we got to bring that back. He's
wow,
good on that.
That really...
Can
that,
you perform that live at
no,
one of our events?
I'm actually
oh,
sweating
yeah, why
hearing
not?
That.
Oh,
hey,
really?
That makes me so uncomfortable.
You know, don't we have an event coming up for
yeah,
Halloween?
Yeah, we have a Halloween.
I'm not.
Dress oh, as okay. a Persian rapper.
Can no. you please do oh, that no. live for us?
100% no.
Please.
I don't even want that to resurface.
Halloween show, come on.
I cannot, thank you. Yeah, what about it?
Yeah.
What about it?
Will you be the
dress
Thunder Down
that.
Under?
I cannot.
Yeah,
no.
you could dress as that.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll
oh,
come
I want to hear
you.
That live, don't you?
Yeah.
No,
so
you got the
bad.
Oh, my God.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.